Oh, I hope he's not late today. It's almost the usual time. Oh, jeez, what am I even gonna say to him? Welcome back. I missed you. That would sound pathetic. He's only been gone a week. I wish he wasn't just helping me with grooming today. It's always over too soon, and it feels nice when he touches me. I just want to tell him to stay with me longer today to make up for how long he was away. Maybe I could just mess up my hair before he gets here? Oh, no. I'd hate to make more work for him. Damn it. I just need someone here with me right now. Even though I'm not really alone when he's not here, there are still the other centaurs after all. What's wrong with me? Why is it so much easier to talk with him than anyone else here? Oh, crap. I think I might be in heat. I thought it seemed warmer than usual under my skirt today. Oh, I hope I can keep myself under control when he's here. What if I end up giving in to my instincts and force myself on him or something? He'd never want to see me again if that happened. He's here. Okay, act natural. Hi! Looks like you made it back to the farm in one piece. How was your trip? Good, good. Almost a whole week in the city, huh? So I guess you spent a lot of time around humans then. Probably some cute girls there, too. No, I didn't say anything. I think it's a good thing. I just thought you might feel kind of out of place here. The only other humans here are a few of the farmhands. It's a little different from what you were used to, isn't it? Yeah, I thought so. Demi-humans usually stay away from the city. It's not really built for us. Especially centaurs. Stairs are so hard to use, and doorways aren't big enough for us. Not to mention, humans get upset that our women don't like to wear shirts. Farmhands always seem so surprised when they first meet us. You'd think they'd never seen breasts before. It's not our fault that we find human clothes so restraining. They're made for humans in mind, after all. Oh, don't worry about it. Maybe humans and centaurs just aren't suited for living with each other. As long as I have this farm, I don't need to worry about anywhere else. Anyway, you're here for my brushing, right? We can talk while you're doing that. My skirt? Right. I suppose that would make it easier, wouldn't it? Just start at the front of my body, okay? Thank you. As free as centaurs are with our top halves, we're just like you when it comes to our lower halves. We don't show that part of ourselves to just anyone. It was especially hard getting used to letting a human see that part of me. But I think I'm getting used to it. It's not like you can brush me when my lower half is covered, but there was a time when I was willing to just let the dust stay in my hair to avoid being naked in front of you. I know it took some convincing from you to let you take care of me, and I'm glad you did. I don't think anyone could do a better job than you. You even respected my wishes to not look at the life-giving part of me. Don't tease me. You know what I meant. You're being really difficult today, you know that? And here I was, saying how polite you were for not looking at my, you know. Fine, I need my pussy. There, I said it. Sorry for getting upset. I just don't don't know why you're trying to tease me like that. I'm naked right now. Isn't that embarrassing enough? Talking about what I have back there would be bad enough even if I were dressed. Don't you know it's not proper to make fun of a lady? I just don't know why you're being like this today. You're usually so sweet. Keep brushing and I might forgive you. Yeah, that's how I like it. Further back. Mm-hmm. More broad strokes. Yes. Huh? Just, what do you mean by looking excited? What are you doing back there? I didn't say you could brush there yet. Damn it, I should have been paying more attention. Why are you looking at it anyways? I didn't say you could, did I? Oh, it's, dripping down my leg? I guess that's pretty hard to ignore, huh? Wait, you don't think it looks weird? Does that mean you like it? Anyway, that's not important right now. I should have known I couldn't hide it, but I'm in heat, okay? It's not my fault my body decided right now's the time to breed. That's why I've been on edge today. I was hoping you would notice. I didn't know it was that obvious. So now you know. It's been so hard to stay focused without getting irritable. I mean, just look at my pussy. I don't care about shame anymore. Do you see how it's dripping thick juices and flexing? My body is practically begging for cock, even if I won't admit it. Put a couple of your fingers inside. Maybe that'll help. Yeah, you have my permission. Yeah. See? It's really hot and tight in there, isn't it? You probably weren't expecting that from a centaur. Don't just keep them in there. Do I have to spell it out for you? I want you to finger fuck me. That's better. Anyway, you know, you've never seen me with any of the other centaurs when I'm in heat. That's why. I've tried to mate with them before, but they couldn't even get it inside. I hate it when I go into heat. It always reminds me that as much as I want to have a child the natural way, I can't. Not like the other girls here. I can't reach back there. So heat is always the worst part of the year. You have no idea how much I appreciate this. You must not mind, since you didn't leave when I told you to do this. Come on, curl your fingers. Get my juices all over them. Oh, fuck, that's good. Rub my clit, too. I wonder if I could ask for more from you. Maybe the answer's been right in front of me this whole time. Or in this case, behind me. Can I admit something? I know it's kind of an awkward time with your fingers being deep inside me. A little harder would be nice, by the way. I mean, my juices are dripping down your arm right now. Anyway, I'm I'm kind of glad it's you doing this. I didn't realize it until recently, but I think I might have gotten a little crush on you over time. It's not my fault. You're so nice to me whenever you visit me. You take special care when you brush me and honor my requests. So, will you be my mate this year? Anything to take care of this heat. Oh, it's getting overwhelming. I think your fingers are just making the feeling stronger. Are you gonna put your fucking cock inside me already? Yes! I don't care if you're human. I like you, okay? So just put it in me and put out this fire inside of me. I know that you're hard. I can feel it through your pants, just from grinding against you. Just get those pants off and give me what I want. Yeah. That's a good boy. Fucking mount me. Feed me with your perfect human cock. That's it. That's what I've wanted. You're just the right size for me. To think what I needed was so nearby. Please, be my mate every year. Yes, I'm saying I want to date you. I was so worried one of those humans might steal you away from me when you were in the city. Or that you'd never be interested in someone like me. You're the only human I feel about this way. So move your fucking hips and don't you dare pull out. I need to feel your cum deep inside me. I need to be bred. Oh, yeah. Fuck. Just like that. Be a good boy for me and grab my hips. I need to have you balls deep in me. Fuck yeah. God. I'm gonna press you up against the wall a little bit, okay? Oh, fuck. You're hitting me just right. Oh, it's like you're sized perfectly for me. Harder. Don't you want to claim me as your mate? I told you I want you to free me. I want you to fuck me like you want me to get pregnant. That is what you want, right? Good. Good. So don't worry about being too rough. Look at how much bigger I am than you. I can take it. My ass until your fingers dig in if you have to. Is that the best you can do? Is that what you call rough? I'll show you rough. You must be the kind of guy who'd rather let women have their way with him. Look at you, letting a centaur take you for a ride. You like this? Being helpless and pinned against the wall by me? I don't have to worry about you pulling out either. No, you're gonna come inside my pussy. I want to know if I'm meant to be a human's mate. If I can carry your child. So just come and me, impregnate me. I don't know if you can actually knock me up, but I don't care either way. If you can't give me a baby, the least you can do is calm my body and extinguish this heat. Come me, come me, come me, come me, come, come. Oh, yes. That's a good boy. Reach your mate. Give me a hybrid child. Oh, I can feel it. You're cum so deep inside me. Oh, Shit. I mean, heavens. I think I lost control there. Oh, dear. I'm so, so sorry. I didn't mean to do that to you. Something just took over. It was the first time someone actually managed to take care of my heat, and it's okay? You can't be serious, can you? I almost certainly bruised at least half your body. I made you come in me, too. I don't even know if you actually wanted that. Okay. Well, that makes me feel a little better, at least. I hope you don't mind if I do get pregnant from it, though. It's something I've wanted for a really long time. But I guess it'll just be life as usual until we know for sure. With more hanging out together, I hope. Even after the heat. The way I feel about you hasn't really changed, so... Would you just want to lie down here next to me? Thank you. It's probably the best way to cuddle with a girl like me. Might be awkward getting used to dating a centaur, but I hope you like it. Our child, if we have one, is going to want to know their father too, you know? So thank you for everything. I love you, my human mate.